And now, sports and other stuff. The Closers. Join the talk now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Napoli swings, and he hits that one a ton. Deep into the left field corner, hooking. It is fair. Final score tonight, 5-3.
And a run is in. Gallo scores, 1-0. Double play ball to the pitcher. Second one. First base, game over.
Back is Chu. The Sun, a problem, and he dropped it. And that's how the Royals break the five-game losing streak. Bam, back. Looking up, and there it goes. And there it is. Base hit out to left. And it's 1-0 Cardinals. It's now 3-2 St. Louis and a home run by Yadier Molina.
Adam Frazier gives the Pirates a walk-off win. Raise the Jolly Roger.
Soucy lifting it in. Mios goes there and he scores. First career goal for the United States from Matt Mios. Soucy, the inch perfect assist.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome in. It's the Closers here. Alongside Jay Sparks, I'm George Duggan. Just happy to be here. Happy to be alive. Tramiel Rags joining us as well. How you doing?
It's happy to be alive.
Okay, that's good. Universal on all accounts. We're also day-to-day on all accounts, and some are more day-to-day than others. And that would be a direct reflection of what happened over the course of this weekend. 442-8255 is the phone number. 442-8255. We'll also register one, maybe two, could be as many as three for the Royals Caravan coming up.
The Fan Express,
which doesn't make your fandom any quicker, but it is one of those things that we are able to do for you and happy to do it again this year. And what we're going to do is Jay will be in charge of Royals trivia.
Okay.
Good one on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many people misunderstood.
Sure.
Or had flat out the wrong answer. But this is going to be a trip on Saturday, July 22nd. It is a bus ride to and from the K. And it'll be a good time. Trust us. You'll also get a Fran Express t-shirt as well with this one. And the bus will leave right here from the KFRU parking lot.
Yep.
And get you there and get you back. So you don't have to worry about the parking. You don't have to worry about the travel. You don't have to worry about the traffic hassles this coming Saturday for the Kansas City Royals. And they will take on the Chicago White Sox. That'll be a good one. Especially since, you know, Jose Quintana is no longer throwing for the White Sox. He's throwing for the Cubs. Good start for him, by the way. 12 strikeouts and a win against the Baltimore Orioles over the Camden Yards. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Royals drop 2 out of 3 to the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, they dropped like 2 7/8 to the Rangers, but goodness sakes.
Well, you know, into every rainy day, a little sunshine must come. And it was right in the eyeballs of Sin Soo Choo.
I was a Royals fan in the 90s and the 2000s. That statement's not true.
I didn't say when the sun would arrive.
Uh-huh.
But into every rainy decade or two,
okay,
maybe three,
all right,
a little sunshine shall arrive. You had 2 good years there. 3 good years. Now you're paying for it. Congratulations.
Great.
The tab is due. No, anyway. Jamal, how's the weekend?
It's great. Went to St. Louis, went to Six Flags, went to the zoo. It's a nice weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Are you a roller coaster guy?
Yeah, I mean, they're cool. I mean, like, I don't get scared of anything anymore, but, like, it's cool.
What did you ask? Are you a guy that, got to get the roller coasters in?
I mean, no? I try to ride every ride.
Okay. Tramiel's a box checker. He's got the itinerary and roller coasters, Batman, check. Roller coasters, Screaming Eagle, check. Roller coasters, ninja, check. right? Is that what you are?
Pretty much. I mean, okay. I guess my favorite rides, like, I like the swing thing. That's pretty cool. I like the swings, and then I like little octopus ones. Those are cool.
Okay. All righty. 442-8255. Good afternoon. You're on the closers.
Yes, I just got the tail end of your thing for Friday. Is the contest start Friday or when does it start?
Oh, we'll announce it during the course of the day today. We've got we have to actually have this turned in by Thursday, and then the trip is Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I'll just keep on listening. Then.
Oh,
thanks.
Well, that's good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hopefully we can keep you entertained while you're doing their listening as well.
So, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, okay. We're going to talk with Jarrett Sutton in the 5 o'clock hour. A lot of NBA stuff is going on, not just this year, but it seems like there are a lot of things being set up for 2018 as well. I mean, if you thought there was money flying around, like there was over $1 billion in free agency contracts in the first 36 hours of free agency this year, it seems like things are being put into place for the 2018 season that could make 2017 pale in comparison to some of the player moves that could happen in 2018. NBA Summer League going on. Do you ever, you're a Hoops fan, you remember this much attention being paid to NBA Summer League? It's been around for decades.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been this popular. Lonzo Ball's just, he's that guy. He's really electrified the league. I mean, I watched it the last few years, but never the way I do tonight. Like, I plan my day around when Lonzo Ball's playing. He's not playing tonight, so I have nothing to do. So, it's
well,
a tough day.
We appreciate you occupying a couple of hours here then today. Thank God it wasn't at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
Jeez. Will he settle on a pair of shoes?
I think he'll wear Big Baller Brand more than any other shoe, but I don't know if he'll just wear them for the whole year.
Does his dad give them to him for free?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. He signed the contract. I wouldn't.
I mean, probably in the contract.
Yeah. Free shoes?
Yeah. Yeah,
must be why he's wearing the, he was wearing the Kobe's and then he was wearing the James Harden's.
That's marketing.
Oh, is that what that is? Now, which pair of shoes did he hurt his calf in?
Well, they said it was an ongoing thing, but he wore Jordans last night.
Oh, so blame it on the Jordans. Because he's probably sitting out.
Yeah, he's not playing tonight.
Yeah. That's the championship game for the Vegas portion.
I might have to jump off the Lonzo Ball train there. I'm not saying the mental toughness I need to see.
It's summer league.
If he's a real alpha, he'd be out there struggling.
If he was a ball, if he really was indeed
he'd be grinding
a baller,
with his boys.
Right? He'd be grinding.
Maybe he understands how important the regular season is, not summer league.
There's nothing more important than the next game. That's how I look at it. I thought Lonzo Ball was different. I thought he was from a different cloth.
Yeah.
Look at his dad, LeVar will be playing. I know that.
Except he's not good enough
to
play.
Except he can't. I mean, really, do the Lakers need just another guy who can average 1.2 points a game? They've got enough of those.
If he's got that alpha mentality, can lead them, yeah. The best one point he gives you. The best one.
That's 1 point more than they've had?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Cardinals fall this weekend as well. They dropped two games of the three game set to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they do so in just that aggravating fashion for which the Cardinals are wont to do right now.
Yeah, the conversation with Larry Borowski every week just gets... I feel like we need a moratorium on aggravating, upsetting, fundamental. Mm-hmm. There's some words that we just need to put a moratorium on because goodness, that's the whole deal.
So what do you talk to him about then?
I don't know.
Trade deadline. Who's on the move? Who will be on the move? Cardinals buyers or sellers?
I liked his kind of drama take. Mm-hmm. I liked that a lot. The Matt Carpenter. Lots of guys out there. Lots of teams out there looking for that corner infield help. Lots of contenders. Yankees, Red Sox. Need a guy like Matt Carpenter.
Well, and the side thing is Mo Lewis, who occasionally comes in here and co-hosts, he has heard from some folks that are close to the organization that he is friends with that Carpenter is Matt, not Chris, but Matt Carpenter is not the best liked
teammate.
Guy.
Teammate.
Yeah, best teammate.
Behind closed doors.
Right.
He there are some
rumblings and grumblings.
The gears grind a little bit with that young man. So maybe a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of guy who, because he's major league ready, because he's going to step right in, he goes and gets you that major league ready, you know, outfield prospect. And then maybe if you make that deal early, make that deal in the next week or so, then you turn around and trade couple of those outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an outfielder or two. And
I still think, what did he, what do you think about Aledmys Diaz?
Who wants him?
Okay, point.
See, I mean, there's your problem. There's your problem. But, you know, you Trevor Rosenthal and one or two of those carbon copy outfielders you've got, anyone not named Tommy Pham or Dexter Fowler, and Trevor Rosenthal, then you go get an arm with that. And all of a sudden, you've got...
Can I get the whole ball player?
No, just the arm. It's like the Addams Family. It's just a little different. But, you know... And so, you know, you go out there and you make some of these moves in a row, and all of a sudden you end up with, you know, you put your faith in Void at first. Jericho stays at third, where he's comfortable right now and performing well. You got, you know,
Wong
at second, you know,
DeJong at short.
DeJong and yeah, they both kind of end up switching back and forth wherever they belong there. You know, you've got a new corner outfielder from the Yankees. Pham, Fowler, you got a new arm all of a sudden. All of a sudden, you go from 29 or 30 guys who kind of all do the same thing, and all of a sudden, you've got 22 guys, but they have a position, and they excel at that position, not just a carbon copy plug-in guy.
Does that seem to be the problem with the Cardinals the last 2 years? That they have a lot of guys that all do the same thing, or are similar enough in talent that it's really hard to differentiate where I should. And I don't know, maybe that's part of the problem that Matheny is facing, is he doesn't have a guy that is really, that excels in one particular area enough to warrant full investment in that particular position.
Oh yeah, he's sitting
besides Yadier Molina.
He's sitting down to a roulette table.
Yeah,
he's got to pick the hot hand. You've got five outfielders that all do the same thing. Now, Fowler's going to play because he's under contract for money.
Yeah, and Piscotty's on the DL.
But, you know, you're just, okay, I'm going to roll the dice. Who's hot tonight? Oh, I didn't pick right.
Ooh,
okay.
We don't have a number 77.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, infielders. It's like you've had the ability to move people around all year.
Right.
Even when Adams was here. You had the ability to move people around. You could platoon Adams. You could move people around. You know, Carpenter's played different positions. Jorko's played different positions. There was ways to move people around, but you had to guess the hot hand. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, when you look at the Royals, and I'm not saying that the Royals are the paragon, but between the two rosters we talk about the most, who's the Royals' first baseman?
Well, you know, it's Eric Hosmer.
Done, right? Who's their third baseman?
You know, it's Mike Moustakas.
Every night.
Yep.
You go around the roster, and for better or worse.
Alcides Escobar.
Worse. but for better or worse, as you move
Alex
around
Gordon.
One through nine, you know. It's kind of like our Hall of Fame query, right? Like, does the guy belong in the Hall of Fame? Boom, go.
Yep.
If you can't answer the boom, go, who's your person there, then if you got two quarterbacks, you got zero quarterbacks.
Markelle Fultz, Trammell, Hall of Fame or no?
No. No. No, not no, I don't think so.
Just wow, that's an early dart. Goodness sakes.
Well, I was just checking to make sure it wasn't a sleeping dart.
Okay. All right. Wow. That was
I know we've got, you know, Lonzo in the Hall of Fame, HOF already, right?
He's close.
He's close already? Okay. All right. How about your Curly W is finally making a move for a closers?
I loved it. And they had a great weekend. Juan Forster got a nice sweep.
Uh-huh.
Bryce Harper's cooking. Anthony Rendon. I love it.
So, Nats, Dodgers, NLCS, right?
I don't care who they play in the NLCS. I know the Nationals win a World Series.
Nats, Astros, World Series collision course?
Dodgers, Astros, World Series collision course.
Wow. Oh, eliminating the Curly W's.
Haters will say it's fake. Nationals are going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thinking here.
Uh-huh.
And this is really bad, but...
What do we... Do you need a... I mean, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. Give me a Royals trivia question. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. This is going to be the first right answer. Royals trivia question. This is going to be for a seat on the what do they call this thing?
The Royals Fan Express
bus.
Yes.
It will leave Saturday morning, July 22nd. It is going to be the Royals and the White Sox at Kauffman Stadium. You will not have to worry about driving, parking, or traffic. But we will need your name and phone number and birth date.
Which
so,
we will take off air.
Which we will get that off air because, well, unless you want the on-air birthday gifts. But anyway, 442-8255 is the phone number. We don't care if you're from Columbia or Jefferson City. And so, Jeff City people, get on in there at 1-800-229-5378. Royals trivia question. Jay Sparks, axe away.
Simple one today. Oh, I need man. The year of George Brett's pine tar incident.
The year of George Brett's pine tar incident.
Yes.
It occurred against the New York Yankees.
That's
Rich
right.
Rich Gossage.
Yes.
Was the relief pitcher.
A continuated game. Yep. Lots of problems all season, actually.
It was a wee bit of a temper tantrum that one Mr. Brett threw. We need the year. 442-8255.
The closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
What?
Okay. Quick admonition for those of you who are calling. This is radio. Your colorful words need to stay on the sideline.
That's right.
And I don't care if they're a secondary party. So we're going to re-ask another question next time around.
All right.
So keep that in mind, people.
It's okay. It's a family show.
It is.
And we're going to keep it a family show.
We're going to keep it a family show. So, sorry to our last caller, but you had too much stuff going on the sidelines, and it was colorful words, and not interested in it. So, anyway, let's continue on here. Welcome back. It's the Closers. 442-8255 is the phone number. Again, we'll have another question at the next break. So if you're on the line right now, hoping to provide the answer, sorry, that question is out the door, as is the winner.
Yep.
So you got that. We've got that going on. All right. Let's switch. Kind of the ball will remain round. The color will still have predominantly white in there.
Okay.
But CONCACAF Gold Cup. Look at this footy in segment numero dos.
Oh, my gosh.
A 3-0 win
on
a Saturday over Nicaragua to win. Not just the game, but by scoring the third goal.
Yes.
They won Pool B, beating Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're on. El Salvador is up next. A lot of roster changes, and it doesn't seem like people are very happy with what happened. Is there angst already in the Rose Arena?
There's always angst. Okay. Soccer fandom is angst. It is angst-ridden, and especially as an American following the Stars and Stripes, the U.S. men's national team, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, you have to take what the Gold Cup is, not necessarily with a grain of salt, but you need to be able to understand that sometimes the purpose of putting together a team and going to a tournament and playing in said tournament is specifically to grow your pool and to take young players and give them action, get them cup tied to your national team, all those kinds of things. And that already has been a success. The arena called a very young, very unseasoned roster. And while it was never pretty, never, even in a 3-0 win, you know, the other night, never pretty, but they won their group and they're moving on. Now you go to knockout rounds. You've got a little more high powered teams that you're going up against in CONCACAF. So what do? You bring in the big guns. You bring in Clint Dempsey. You bring in Jozy Altidore. You bring in, you know, Tim Howard. That's what you do. And so the young guys came in, they performed. Now, some of the guys he sent home were performing very well. But I think a lot of these decisions were made beforehand. These were guys who needed some rest for the MLS season. Their teams wanted them back. There were ways to go about it. And I think Bruce Arena is doing the right thing. I am still okay with where Arena is on this.
The fan base, though, following some of the reaction on Twitter, not just Twitter, but also some of the blogs that were posted, you mentioned some of the guys that were on the roster and then not kept. But from just a going forward point here, is this a moment of encouragement for U.S. men's national team as you build toward World Cup play? Or is this still that the jello's not set yet phase? It's still very much in that liquid standpoint. And we're going to see roster moves back and forth for as long as this year goes on and competitive play continues.
I mean, every time the rules are set up, you have to call a team and then you're stuck mm-hmm. with that team until sometimes, as in between a pool play and a knockout round, right. you're able to make changes. Each time we go to a couple games from the Hex, he's able to call a team. And then the next time we go to a Hex, he's able to call a different team. Mm-hmm. You will see he is by no means settled on a 24 to 30 man roster okay. of guys.
Is he a guy that looks at what's in that Hex and then says, these are our best 11 plus reserves to go into this Hex or this next round and come out the other side?
He will only call the best 11 if necessary.
Okay.
If the U.S. has two games and they have to get 4 points out of them and they were one of them was on the road, however it worked out, if it was must win to advance, you would see Arena's best 11. But because the U.S. has played themselves into a position where it's not necessarily that way, you will see him trying guys out, mm-hmm. putting people in positions to learn and grow and getting young guys run, which is something that Jurgen Klinsmann never did. Jurgen brought the old reliable standards because he wanted to win friendlies. He wanted to win every time, no matter what. Even when you can sacrifice a point here and there to get guys experience, Jurgen never did. And Bruce Arena is willing to do that.
I'm looking here at a piece that was in, it was on ESPN FC. Alejandro Bedoya has been playing minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden he plays the full 90. He plays full time on Saturday's win, but now not added to this next roster. When Bruce makes moves like that, if you're a guy that is on this, do you begin to start kind of self-questioning where your role is?
I mean, if Bruce Arena is not talking to you in the elevator,
that's a problem.
And he does that, then yeah, that's a problem. Okay. There's communication. There has to be.
And I think that was one of the knocks against Klinsmann.
Right, was that he didn't communicate with mm-hmm. these guys. He didn't talk to them. I mean, even that weird formation, weird roster that they put in place in Mexico, in Estadio Azteca,
mm-hmm.
all the guys said, we were practicing it from day one.
Yeah.
From the first day he called us up, he told us this was the plan. This is how we're going to line up. This is how we're going to play that Mexico game. And they went and did it. And they all understood that. Mm-hmm. So there has to be, I mean, there is a level of communication there. Okay. If there's not, then yeah, of course, there's a big problem. But we're not privy to that. We don't know.
But you start hearing the discontent, though, coming out. As things happen with the roster, it doesn't seem like there is a lot of it, although there is a little bit of, you know, sometimes wait a minute, but I played the full 90 this time around in Bedoya's case, did all right, and now he's not on the next, roster.
And a lot of it depends, too, on their club team. Mm-hmm, I mean, if their club team manager says, hey, you played my guy
full 90.
200 minutes in the mm-hmm. in the group stage, and we've got another week or two, 10 days of rest, I want him back
yeah.
so he can rest. Because if you're gonna play him another 180 over the next two games, then I'm gonna get back a worthless husk for my MLS run that I'm in the middle of.
That's just MLS.
Calm down now.
I mean, please come on. You know, yeah. Now, but next up for the U.S. is the knockout round. And the CONCACAF Gold Cup, and that is, what, next weekend? Against El Salvador?
Yeah, it might be a little sooner than that. Yeah, I didn't have it pulled up here, and okay. I apologize.
Well, so. I mean, listen, I understand the confusion, because who knew we were going to talk soccer in the second segment?
Right, that normally...
That's so unusual.
Usually normally never happens.
Usually it's
segment 9.
Tuck
me away
nine.
Somewhere.
It's segment 9.
Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
No, that's not normally when we talk soccer.
Yes. Yes, it is. All the time.
Oh, okay.
Which is not on air. That's why you don't hear. That's why the listeners don't hear it.
Okay. So we looked that date up.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
8 p.m.
8 o'clock.
That's what I said.
Okay.
19th.
Okay.
That's. I was answering your question.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Excellent work over
yes.
there by you.
Yes. The crack staff of one.
Escalated quickly.
Who's happy to be here?
Yes. Aren't we all?
I actually have a new saying.
What?
It's today's the best day of my life until tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm working on it.
Today's the best day of my life. It's
more positive, you know.
It is more positive. It's going to be tough to fit that into the 140 character thing, though. Yeah, I was able to get the Mr. Just Happy to Be Alive.
We can just acronym it. I didn't do it in my head. There might be a bad word in it, but we can just acronym it and see what happens. So.
Okay, well, we could probably do that. All right, I'm sorry to have burned up your first trivia question today. My apologies.
Uh-huh.
But do you have another one for me?
No.
Oh.
No, wow. I don't.
You do not have another one.
No, why would I have another one?
I don't know.
You got to find something really tough, though.
That seems really weird.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what color socks was Moustakas wearing when he came to the stadium the day the Royals clinched the World Series?
Do you have that answer?
No, I don't.
Absolutely not.
Oh, so you're actually asking just to be asking.
That's the kind of question.
Okay, we'll go back. We'll go back to it. In what year, we'll do another year. Okay. In what year did Bo Jackson make the All-Star team for the Kansas City Royals? Only 1 year. He was only there for 4 years.
Okay.
In what year did he make the All-Star team for the Kansas City Royals?
All right. So there you go. The question now.
Bo knows.
442-8255. 1-800-229-5378. What year did Bo Jackson make the All-Star team for the Kansas City Royals? 442-8255. What year did Bo Jackson make the All-Star roster as a Kansas City Royal?
Closers. On News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Yeesh. We have given birth to a winner. Jim picks up the victory.
Yes.
And actually, Jim, since I forgot to add your last name, if you could call me back, that would be great.
Yep.
Sorry. I was trying to get the circus back on the road again. Your questions seem to be inordinately difficult.
I don't feel like they are.
There's an easy solution.
Google. Stop asking them.
Google.
You asked the question, but you already knew. When you Googled it, how long did it take?
4.5 seconds.
4.5 seconds.
Google's your friend, guys. I promise.
Google's.
No one's going to know. We're not going to judge you. Just Google.
Google's ruined a lot of bar debates, though.
It doesn't ruin it. It gives you the right answer.
It ruins
a lot of bar debates.
You got to Google it. That's all there is to it.
I mean, when your party shot in the bar debate is, Google it.
And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to Google it.
I'm going to Google it before I get into the bar debate.
Right.
Yeah. I'll already know
the answer. I'll be right. You know why?
It's more important to be right.
I Googled it.
And then you're right.
Google.
Being right is good.
It is.
All right, Jim, I'm sorry I forgot to write your last name down, so if you need to give me a holler back and we'll get you squared away. This is, again, for Saturday, July 22nd. We're going to have to ask even simpler questions.
Okay.
Phew.
All right.
Night. But July 22nd, and you get a T-shirt, and the Fan Express bus will depart from KFRU and get you there at Kauffman Stadium, and then bring you back, which is really kind of important.
That is the important part, really.
Well, we don't want to get you there. We want to get you back. So, all right. Good afternoon. You're on the Closers.
George, giving you a last name, Jackson.
Thank you, Jim. Sorry. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep.
Great guy.
He is.
He's going to have a great time at the game, I can tell.
Oh, they all do.
Yep.
Invariably, the folks come back and they just have a great time. They've all said what a great job the Royals group does getting you over there, making sure everybody's got everything that they need within reason, and getting you all back. here for it. So it's one of those things that we love doing. And Keith Kowalski over with the Royals organization, had a chance to run into him. I ran into him Friday night, by the way, at the affiliates appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know what's really impressive? Fireworks, right?
Yeah.
You know what's really more impressive?
What's that?
Fireworks when the stadium lights are out.
Yeah.
Because when they send them up and the light banks are still lit,
mm-hmm.
they're nice. But you're trying to figure out who hit the home run.
Sure.
Mark Napoli. That was Friday night.
Right.
Duffy loses 1-0 on Saturday. Then you get the sun-aided gods shining upon the Kansas City Royals fan base on Sunday afternoon. And they pick up the victory, avoiding the sweep. How weird is it that as bad as the Royals were Friday and Saturday, and then that five-game slide coming out of the All-Star break and into the Sunday game, that they're still only two out and then in the American League Central?
Yeah, I mean, Royals Twitter was, every loss along the way was just like, well, Twins lost, Indians lost. Twins lost, Indians lost. Everybody lost.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't good, but it was, you know, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. It was just weird. And then you get over the weekend for the St. Louis Cardinals, and they're now 6.5 out because they were dropping 2 out of 3 while everybody else in the division was winning, except the Reds, because they just don't.
Natitude.
Curly W's. Hung 4 of them on the Reds this weekend.
Scored like 60 runs.
And the Cardinals couldn't. Because it's that inconsistent offense that they have. The Cardinals will be in New York tonight to play the Metropolitans. The Royals will be at home. They open up a series with the Detroit Tigers. And how weird is it to kind of hear some of the stuff going around today, including reports by Buster Olney that Justin Verlander could be on the trade block?
Gonna see some names. I think there will be some splashy trades. Whether or not it translates to wins for mm-hmm. the team in question or however, I think you will see some names that people, if you're thinking it's 2012 or 2013 still, you'll be pretty shocked that guy's being traded.
Well, I have mornings like that.
Yeah.
But Verlander, okay, so some of the names that are kind of leaking out already, Sonny Gray, not as an option for the Royals.
Well, just so much control. Club control left.
Yeah,
so.
And the A's are going to want a ton back.
Right.
Okay. Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander with the Tigers. And what I was hearing Buster Olney say earlier today was, yeah, those names are out there, but the big thing is going to be when that trade goes, if it goes, how much salary are the Detroit Tigers willing to absorb, because the Miguel Cabrera contract is awful. And if his is awful, the Verlander one is absolutely dreadful because they owe him $70 million this year. $70 million. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's a way lot. So, you know, I don't think you see either one of them move. Unless Detroit says, sure, we'll take 50% of the salary hit. Or in the case of Verlander, you better take about 75% of the salary hit. Trade deadline, 14 days away.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's already made a move. They pick up a closer because they had a dreadful bullpen. I don't know if it's really... Was it so much the closer, or was it the route getting to the closer that was dreadful?
I think it was the closer. I mean,
okay,
because really the problem was that you had guys that weren't closers in the closer role, so it
right.
made the other kind of positions worse. So now that everyone's back in their normal position, I think it'll be a lot easier. So.
Okay, so maybe it'll be, yeah, so the Curly W's already, in fact, the Cardinals are taking on a Mets squad tonight. They're double digits out in the National League East. Not that that's going to make it any easier for the Cardinals tonight. They have the early game, 6:15, the start time. Adam Wainwright, amazingly enough, he has 10 wins, and he will be heading to the bump this evening. He's going to be taking on Zach Wheeler, who's 3-6. And the Royals, as mentioned, they are home tonight at the K. They open up a 4-game set with the Detroit Tigers. It'll be Jason Vargas against Jordan Zimmermann. So there's your baseball tonight. Of course, you catch all the Royals action on Z1041. We'll be right back. We're going to wrap up the hour. Congratulations to Jim Jackson. He is the winner this hour. He is going to be headed on the Royals Fan Express to baseball this weekend, Royals and the White Sox. And we're going to dig deep into the trivia bin. No years.
Not that deep.
Well, not that deep.
Apparently.
As we get a trivia question ready for next hour, not this hour, but next hour, we will give away another seat on the Royals Fan Express.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU. I'm a killer!
Got a busy second hour coming up. Jarrett Sutton will be with us. We're going to talk some NBA Summer League, some NBA free agency, not just 2017, but what's shaping up for a very, very busy 2018. We'll also have one more probably non-date related Royals trivia question because the date thing seems to be very, very difficult. And I can understand that as somebody who's not dated in a long time. I can understand how dates can get to you.
Okay. I'm still in love with the Royals.
I'll be right back. I got to get some chocolates.
Can we turn the lights down a little bit in here? This would be great.
T, how you doing over there?
It's the best day of my life.
You had to think about it first, though.
My new saying, how does that fit in with, oh my goodness, this is going to work at all. But no, hour number two, Jarrett Sutton will be joining us, and that'll be a good discussion. By the way, he's also on the roster for the alumni game, the Bowers Carroll alumni game. If you have not gotten your tickets, I would suggest you get them. It'll be a fun time. It'll be a rockin' time at the Mizzou Arena. There's a lot of guys who play basketball on the side because they're football players. We'll get a chance to express their skills on Norm Stewart's court this weekend. And the benefit for Granny's House, Boys and Girls Club of Missouri, of Columbia, and Boone County, and also the Carroll Family Foundation. So that'll be coming up this weekend, 22nd. So that'll be a lot of fun. Wish I could be here for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Outdoors.
Outdoors.
Out of doors.
Outdoors.
Outdoors.
You're not even in the climate control this time?
Not even in the climate controlled environs of the Devaney Center. No, this is an outdoor swim meet. And I looked ahead. I looked ahead at the temperatures. Yeah, Wednesday, 98. Thursday, 101. Friday, 99. Saturday, 99.
So you can do that from inside the pool, right? You can like sit in the pool and do your job?
Well, it's that whole water and electricity thing.
Will Ryan Lochte be there?
No.
Wow.
No.
I heard he's coming out of retirement.
There's not enough signage for him to warrant being there. Well, we could lock the restroom for him, just for old time's sake. Just happy to be here, right?
It's the best day of my life.
All right, just a quick little thing here as we get ready to get off for hour number two. There are some TV ratings that are out for the first half of the season. And I think you and I did a segment last year about local television, Jay, and that was mm-hmm. one of the times when we thought, then that would be a great time for the Royals to redo their contract and get more money out of it, which is basically what everybody else has done in Major League Baseball. Well, 18 out of the 29 U.S.-based teams, that doesn't include the Toronto Blue Jays, have seen ratings drops of double digits, and the Royals have dropped 37% in ratings from last year to this year. First half, but they still have the highest local rating at almost an 8 share.
Yeah, I mean, it really couldn't get much higher than the post-World Series.
But man, that was when you wanted to get that contract. You wanted to walk into those Fox Sports Kansas City offices and go, we need to redo this. We got to redo this contract because the ability to redo this contract will affect you, and it will also affect our ability to get high-end players in here because they want to be paid. And you've seen that with the Dodgers and some of the other places. That's how they get these guys paid. Hour number two, right around the corner.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.